Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we prepare for the great feast this Sunday, the Feast of Corpus Christi, the feast that celebrates the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Magnificat magazine has a wonderful little intro to this feast that I want to share with you today. St. John Paul II reminded us that in commemorating the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, the Church does not only celebrate the Eucharist, but solemnly bears it in procession, publicly proclaiming that the sacrifice of Christ is for the salvation of the whole world. There are many Eucharistic processions this Sunday, celebrating, as John Paul taught us, proclaiming that the sacrifice of Christ is for the salvation of the whole world. We rejoice in this post-Easter expression of our Eucharistic affection in order to deepen our attachment to the unique and unending event that transforms our lives. I don't know about you, but I've taken time to ponder, to reflect on the fact I can receive the Lord in Holy Communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and then 5 minutes later go about my business as though I hadn't received. How important faith is, not to rev you up, but how important faith is so that our roots go down deep and we begin to more and more realize that without the body and blood of Christ, where would I be? How strong would I be? Where would be the wisdom? Where would be the desire for goodness? Where would be hope and trust in Jesus Christ? Where would my love be? Would it be focused on Christ or would it be focused on the things of this world? I have been given an infinite gift that God so loved us that he shares himself with us, even his own body and blood. As the sequence for Corpus Christi begs, and we'll read the sequence, part of it at least, Jesu, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us. You defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. Of your love, befriend us. You refresh, you defend. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. Beautiful poetry, but beautifully true, living words from the scriptures. He fed them with the finest wheat and satisfied them with honey from the rock. That comes from Psalm 81. He fed them with the finest wheat and satisfied them with honey from the rock. The Old Testament experiences reflecting, prophetically reflecting what was to come. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. The fruits of your redemption. The first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verses 18 to 20. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. He tithed. Do you tithe? Do you tithe to the church? Do you tithe to where the body and blood of Jesus Christ is given to you? You can tithe by money, of course. You can tithe by time. You can tithe by serving. If your finances are not able at this point, there are other ways to tithe, to return, in a sense, a tenth of what you have to thank God for what he has given us. And the gift he's given us is, there's no price on it. There's no price even possible. It's of infinite worth. Psalm 110, you are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool, the scepter of your power. The Lord will stretch from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth, in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you. The Lord has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And the second reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it, and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. We receive the body and blood of the Lord because he died for us upon the cross. And when we receive him, we find ourselves, I pray you do, thanking him that he gave us of himself. He didn't just give us a gift that's be hard to put a price tag on it. He gave us a gift of absolutely infinite value. No price tag could ever be put upon it. Do you receive it? Are you grateful? Do you bow down before him? Do you honor him? And then we have the beautiful sequence. I think what I'm going to do is to take a look at the gospel and then come back to the sequence. Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here. He said to them, give them some food yourselves. They replied, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people. Now the men there numbered about 5,000. He said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so, made them all sit down. And then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. Those were big baskets. Look at the lavishness of God. This was bread for their bodies. This was bread for their bodies. This was a foreshadowing of the Eucharist, when God would give himself as bread for you and me. My goodness, brothers and sisters, should we bow down and worship and acknowledge, especially if we're in the middle of any kind of suffering, we should acknowledge so clearly that, look what God did for me. What return shall I make for all that God has done for me? It's the psalm. What return should I make for all that God has done for me? Think of it. He created you. He gives you life. He hears your prayers. He shepherds you when you're in the dark valley. He's beside you to comfort you in difficulty if you will allow him. He's there, brothers and sisters, in all circumstances and all times, good times and very difficult times. He is present. He never abandons us. If anybody abandons us, we walk away. But he never leaves us. And he always waits for our return if we stray. Or if we turn deliberately in anger away from God, he awaits our return. Oh, how good is the Lord. Think of all the good that he has done for me. Brothers and sisters, it's so essential, and certainly on this feast is one time to particularly reflect on it. It is so essential that we thank him, that we don't take for granted the gift that we have been given. Let me, in the last couple of minutes here, share a little of the sequence. I would recommend that you take it. It's in the Missalette, in your church. It's in Magnificat magazine. It's in the Word Among Us magazine. Take it and pray it out loud over this weekend, but especially pray it this Sunday. Loud, O Zion, your salvation, loud with hymns of exaltation. Christ, your King and Shepherd true, bring him all the praise you know. He is more than you bestow. Never can you reach his due. Special theme for glad thanksgiving is the quickening and the living bread today before you set. From his hands of old partaken, as we know, by faith unshaken, where the 12 at supper met. Full and clear ring out your chanting, joy nor sweetest grace be wanting. From your heart let praises burst. For today the feast is holden, when the institution olden of that supper was rehearsed. Here the new law's new oblation, by the new king's revelation, ends the form of ancient rite. We go from the Old Testament to the new now. Now the new, the old effaces, truth away the shadows chases, light dispels the gloom of night. What he did at supper seated, Christ ordained to be repeated, his memorial ne'er to cease, and his rule for guidance taking, bread and wine we hallow, making thus our sacrifice of peace. This the truth each Christian learns, bread into his flesh he turns, to his precious blood the wine. Think of that. Thousands are, I'm skipping now, thousands are as one receivers, one as thousands of believers eats of him who cannot waste, who cannot waste. And at the very end, you who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, though lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia. Lastly, brothers and sisters, may I just encourage you, if you can, buy a copy of More of the Holy Spirit, my book, More of the Holy Spirit, so that you can grow by the gifts of the Holy Spirit in gratitude and thanksgiving and returning for all the good that God has done for us. Just go to our website, renewalministries.net, More of the Holy Spirit. You can order it there. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.